Columbus only has one needle exchange program to help people using drugs get clean needles. The program, SafePoint, was based in the Short North, but recently moved to a new space in Franklinton. Some members of the community there have mixed reactions to their new neighbors. West Park Avenue looks like an idyllic Columbus street. A tree-lined boulevard cuts through the middle. Every house has a porch and a small front yard. But looking closer, it's clear the neighborhood has been hit by the opioid crisis. A few houses are boarded up. Orange caps from syringes litter the sidewalk. Vicky is just getting home from picking her kids up at school. Children spill out of the back seat of her minivan, and she shoos them into the house.
I just lost my best friend 4 months ago. Her husband died last night. My husband is in recovery. My niece was murdered over these drugs. The dealers need to die. I don't care. I hate it. I hate it.
We're not using Vicky's last name to protect her and her family's privacy.
I hate the drugs. I grew up down here. I don't want to leave the area because this is where I was born and raised. But I don't want to be here anymore.
You're surrounded by it.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's every other house on this block is drugs. Mm-hmm. It's right in our faces. He's trying to get clean. It's right in his face. Mm-hmm.
She says the neighborhood had enough to deal with before the city's only needle exchange program moved in a block away earlier this year. Now, she worries it will bring in more drugs and people who use them. Her neighbor, Dan Collins, disagrees.
Well, we already have drug users in the neighborhood. So, I mean, in all reality, I guess, they need something. I don't want to see people get a bunch of AIDS and stuff like that.
SafePoint moved to Franklinton because it has one of the highest overdose death rates in the city. Dwayne Stewart works for Equitas, the health system that runs the needle exchange program. Their goal is to help reduce the spread of diseases like HIV or hepatitis C.
In Franklinton and in the West Side, people see it a lot more, and a lot of their families are affected. A lot of people they know are affected. And so people, I think, were a lot less hesitant because, you know, this is something that's really affecting their community, and they saw us trying to come in and help.
SafePoint has been around for 3 years, but this is its first dedicated space. Before, the program operated out of the Equitas Medical Center in the Short North. Stewart says there wasn't enough space to meet demand.
When we opened our doors, immediately the floodgates kind of opened and we were seeing lines out the door of people who really needed our services.
The new, larger space has allowed SafePoint to transition from being just a needle exchange program to a more comprehensive harm reduction center. They hired additional staff, including a health navigator, to help link people to treatment. And they expanded their hours of operation from 2 days a week to 4, nearly doubling the number of people they can see.
We have to have a cap, actually, for the number of people that we see because of the epidemic being like it is. So we have a cap at 60 people per day, and we're hitting that cap every day for the 4 days that we're open.
The move has made some people who utilize the program feel more comfortable coming in. We're not using Christopher's last name to protect his privacy. He says when he visited the Short North location, he felt judged and unwelcome.
You know, the general sentiment of people in the area, which, I mean, the Short North might kind of have that attitude, you know. So here I feel it's really needed here in this area.
Since the move, SafePoint workers say they've seen old faces from the Short North and new faces from the West Side. They hope that by moving into the heart of the neighborhood hit hardest by opioids, they can meet people who need the program closer to home. Paige Flager, WOSU News.